Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. There will be a free food distribution in Clifford, the St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street in Clifford will be hosting a pop-up food pantry on Friday, September the 26th, from 11 a.m. to noon. That distribution is a first-come, first-serve event. The event will have the food distributed, provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. And another local and regional news for today. The city of Brown City's new DPW truck has been delivered and is getting a service bed installed. Once the service bed is installed, it will then be taken to be undercoated and the city's graphics will be put on the side. In other matters, the council also approved the schedule for several events in the city. There will be a personnel meeting at 5 p.m. this coming Monday, September the 22nd. Hydrant flushing will start the week of September 29th, and it will take about a week for it to be completed. The council set the following dates as well. At 9 a.m. on September 27th, Halloween decorating will be on Main Street, and that will begin. And a chili cook-off will be on October the 18th. And the school craft show will be moved to October the 25th. And then on October the 31st, there will be a truck or treat event on Main Street set up starting at 3:15 p.m., with the event beginning from 4 to 5 p.m., and the trick-or-treating in the community will be set from 5 to 7 p.m. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Your phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait. Attention on the road, that's the only way. Phone's blowing up, but you're in the driver's seat. Ignore the buzz, keep your eyes on the street. No text back, no scroll, just let it wait.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. President Donald Trump and his supporters have paid tribute to conservative activist Charlie Kirk at a memorial service in Arizona. They praised the slain political conservative activist as a singular force whose work they must now advance. Trump credits Kirk with playing a pivotal role in his 2024 election victory, and the president flew on Sunday from Washington to the service that's drawn tens of thousands of mourners, including Vice President J.D. Vance, other senior administration officials, and young conservatives shaped by the 31-year-old firebrand. Kirk was killed at a September 10th appearance at a Utah college campus. And in other national and international news for today, the UK, Australia, and Canada have formally recognized a Palestinian state, prompting an angry response from Israel. The coordinated initiative on Sunday from the three Commonwealth nations and longtime allies of Israel reflect growing outrage at Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. Many countries are expected to join the list recognizing a Palestinian state at the UN General Assembly this week, including France, which, like the UK, is one of the five permanent members of the Security Council. Britain's Prime Minister said that the UK's move is intended to revive the hope of peace for Palestinians and Israelis. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Slum Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no new area deaths to report for today, Sunday, September the 21st of 2025. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.